I wish that you were here in the studio so you could see the faces I'm looking at right now. It's such a pleasure to have two return visitors. McKenna is here. Hi, McKenna.
Hi.
How old are you?
Six.
And what grade are you in?
First.
And it's nice to have you on the radio with us. Who brought you here today?
My mom and my dad and my sister.
What's your sister's name?
Keely.
How old is she?
She's 8.
It's really nice to have you here, and we'll talk with you about your writing in just a moment, but let's meet our other guest who's here. Hi, what's your name?
Jet.
And Jet, how old are you?
7.
And who brought you here today?
My mom, my dad, and my sister.
And can you tell me your sister's name?
Isla.
How old is she?
4.
So you've got a little sister and you've got an older sister. And I wanted to mention, McKenna, I like your tiara. It's very nice.
Thanks.
That you wore today. So each of you have in common your winners in the WQED writing contest. I'm curious about how you came up with ideas for your winning stories. McKenna, what was the name of the story that you wrote?
1, 2, 3 Pandas.
And how did you come up with the idea for it?
Well, my sister helped me come up with it.
And how did she help?
She told me ideas, what it could be.
I see. And do you like pandas?
Yeah.
That would be good to make that the subject of the story. How did you come up with your story, Chad? The idea for it. What's it called?
Dino Ocean Adventure.
And were you inspired by something to write that, or what got you interested?
Well, I want to be a scuba diver whenever I grow up, and also I like dinos and animals.
I see. And what makes you interested in scuba diving?
Well, I want to help the endangered animals be not endangered anymore.
Well, that's very nice. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older, McKenna? Do you want to take care? You could take care of pandas, but do you have any ideas as to what you might like to do?
No.
It's a little early, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Each of you have stories that you brought with you. And Jet, you brought your award-winning story, but also a new story. Would you like to read your new story?
Well, I only did the picture so far.
Oh, that would be hard to read. What's it about, though?
It's about a bowling school. I just thought of it yesterday.
And what happens?
And there's also a panda and
Ooh.
A hamster.
And so a squirrel, a hamster, and a panda, and the squirrel. Did you say the squirrel bowls? Like bowling, like with pins and...
Yeah.
Wow. Is he a good bowler?
Yeah.
That sounds like a funny story. Well, Chad, why don't we have McKenna read her story, and then we'll come back, and you can read your story. McKenna, are you ready to share it with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whenever you're ready. And tell us the name of it again.
1, 2, 3 Pandas.
1, 2, 3 Pandas. Here's McKenna.
I wish I had one panda. I wish that panda had a baby. There would be two. The pandas would have a twin. There would be three pandas. I would build a ladder with 4 steps, and I would put 5 balls for them to play with. My pandas could eat 6 bamboo. Sometimes they could have 7 scoops of ice cream. I would build a cage with 8 steps, 8 feet high. Then we would go on a plane for 9 hours to China. I'd free the pandas and use 10 cameras to watch them.
I like your book. It's educational because you count from 1 to 10 while you're telling the story. That's a good story. And your sister helped you come up with that idea? That's very good. Thank you. That was McKenna with her story called 1, 2, 3 Panda. And now we're going to hear from Jet. And Jet, your story, it's called, I'm trying to remember, it's Dino Ocean Adventure.
Yes.
I thought so. Go ahead and tell your story.
Dino Ocean Adventure. Prehistoric land reptiles meet marine life. Dedicated to all the endangered ocean animals, I will save you all one day. By Jet Hoover. Save us! One day, there were dinosaurs who wanted to go on a scuba diving adventure in the ocean, explore and see what was down there. They lived on a different planet, so took a secret space shuttle to Earth because they didn't have oceans on theirs. They got scuba gear, a submarine, and cameras. The dinos jumped right in when they got there. They were so excited. Phil the T-Rex took pictures of turtles. They even got to catch a ride on the biggest whale. Then Big Dude the Brachiosaurus said, "Come on guys, let's go explore with the submarine now." So they hopped in and did a secret handshake before going under. It was the best time until great white sharks started chasing them. They were so scared and couldn't even lose them when something started to chase the sharks away. The dinos were surprised to discover they were saved by the other friendly dinosaurs, a plesiosaur named Diver and a spinosaurus named Fisherman. Those species survived in the oceans for millions of years undercover. The dinos were happy to make new friends. And they asked them to join them on their next adventures. Their ocean adventure had been exciting. And they discovered something new.
What a great story. And you read that very well. You both read really well. I'm curious, I'd like to ask each of you a question, which is, what do you like about making up a story? What do you like about writing?
Well, I just love to tell exciting adventures.
And where do you get your ideas?
Well, I just look outside and look at stuff in the ocean, and I just put it in my book.
McKenna, what do you like about writing?
Well, my sister and me like, because my sister is a really big reader. She like reads a lot of books. So I like drawing pictures and she usually writes the words, but this time I wrote the words and draw the pictures.
Can you tell me a little bit about drawing the pictures? What kind of materials do you use? And are there favorite colors you like or materials?
Well, I usually use pens, pencils, crayons, scissors, glue. Make a lot of stuff.
And what do you like to do when you draw, Jet? You made the pictures for your book, too. What kinds of materials do you like to use to make your pictures?
I like to do crayons, pencils, erasers if I make a mistake, and maybe sometimes markers to outline stuff.
Well, you both are very talented in terms of writing. Do you think you'll write another book, McKenna? You strike me as somebody who really likes to illustrate books, too. So you could do both, or you could illustrate. Any ideas?
Maybe.
Maybe. What else do you like to do?
Well, I like to do gymnastics.
And are you taking lessons?
No.
In gymnastics? Wow, so you're a natural. What do you do? What are some of the things you do in gymnastics?
I do backflips, front flips, splits.
A backflip? Does that mean you jump up and go over backwards and land on your feet? How hard was that to learn? I can't imagine learning how to do that.
Well, it's really, really hard.
Are you confident that you can do it?
Yeah.
Chet, what else do you like to do?
I like to take nature walks, and I like to take some, I like to gather some stuff from nature and then make crafts with it.
I can understand why you are interested in preservation. Well, is there anything else either of you would like to say? It's been so nice to have both of you here to read your stories and to talk a little bit. Anything else you would like to say?
I'd like to talk about my new book that I'm writing about.
Well, sure.
Well, Cheeks, Foe, and the Bowling Squirrel live in an underground house.
So the bowling squirrel, and then there's a hamster and
a panda.
A panda, and they all live in an underground house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and whenever they want to go somewhere, Faux Eagles lifts the big under sky's leaves and puts it on this little machine here.
Uh-huh.
Or the evil either travel through some tunnels.
Oh, so they've got a whole network of tunnels.
Yeah.
And they can hide, and the leaves cover up the tunnel holes sometimes. I see. Where do they bowl?
They bowl outside when kids aren't walking around.
I see.
And the problem of the story is there's a big rhino that has a big, humongous rhino machine, and it's trying to stomp on all the bamboo.
Oh, so there would be no food.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
But in the other ones, I'm thinking maybe I would, maybe they could meet the dinosaurs, and then they could travel different places, too.
Oh, so it would tie into your first book.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Well, how interesting. When do you think that book will be available?
I think it would be available on
October 12th. So we'll look for that book. McKenna, I hope you'll consider writing another book or illustrating another book. It's nice to talk to both of you. Thank you for being here today. Chet, his next book, October 12th, and McKenna, his continuing to write, does great work with her sister, Keely.
You can dance, talk, you can sing, rock, you can roll, yeah, you can do almost anything.